Grace Tam, Chief Investment Advisor at BNP Paribas Wealth Management. Grace, so we've seen a couple of moves here, but in terms of China, they've promised stimulus so much, you wonder whether or not people will really embrace this. Do you have any inside intelligence as to whether this time it really amounts to something that will provide some juice to markets?
Morning. I think the key is still about the reopening of the economy. As you know, rather to reopen, they actually, put in place more COVID restrictions. So I think this is actually a very difficult situation because, when you look at the consumer confidence, business confidence, and they're very weak because, in terms of the COVID policy, there's still a lot of uncertainty. I think the hope for now is with the 20th Party Congress going to be held on mid-October. Hopefully, the political and also the policy clarity could help the markets after a meeting.
Yeah, indeed. And that's sort of what our MLive Pulse survey respondents kind of indicated, that after this party meeting, maybe the stock market starts to rebound, but the yuan could continue to slide. Do you kind of take that view, and where would you be looking for upside in equities if that is the case?
I think given the economy is still weak, and especially the property market, it could stay weak for longer. A weaker yuan actually is actually good for the economy, and also when you look at the currency, the other currencies in Asia, they are all continue to weaken because of the severe yuan weaknesses. So in terms of competitiveness, the yuan is actually good to have some depreciation. But having said that, obviously the Chinese government, they don't want to see this orderly depreciation of the yuan. They want some orderly or slow depreciation, and that's also good for the exports. There's a chance for the yen to break the 7 level, but not really immediately. As you can see, yesterday they cut the triple R for the forex. This is actually indicated they want slow depreciation instead of a disorderly depreciation.
To a certain degree, Chinese citizens are somewhat shielded from the weakness in the yuan in that it may not cause inflation as much as it would be in other places. And there is this interesting phenomenon which you could talk about as the opposite of pulling forward demand. You'll actually see a situation at some point when the COVID lockdowns get removed, whether it's later this year, early next year, where you might see revenge spending. But then there's there's the problem of the property crisis holding consumers back.
So I think first of all, as you mentioned, the key is when is the economy going to be reopened. I think this is really the key, and because if it's going to reopen, you will anticipate a huge pent-up demand, and that could drive the economy. But at the same time, as you mentioned, the external environment, especially for U.S., Europe, the risk of recession actually is getting higher and higher. That could hurt the external demand. So I think it's really the key if they can reopen domestically, and then the economy could be driven by domestic consumption or the domestic infrastructure spending, investment, etc. Yeah.
A tenth day there, Grace, of the stronger than expected bias with the PBOC fix. Just tell us what your view is here of the PBOC really trying to stem this weakness.
I think they're trying to slow down the depreciation. despite, I mean, this depreciation is actually good for the economy, but I think they also worry about and this orderly depreciation will actually drive more like outflows from the country.
Given your cautious stance here at the moment on basically most of the regions, the United States and Europe, European region as well, are you at all concerned that the feed in from Wall Street could be pretty negative here in the coming period? Because you'll get traders coming back from holiday. It's sort of the end of the summer, and right now the outlook in Europe is so weak, and even in the U.S. with growth slowing and the Fed being so active, that we could be getting some negative inputs here soon.
Yeah, I also think in terms of the regional outlook, I think the key is the U.S. dollar. If the U.S. dollar continues to strengthen, that's actually bad news for the Asian overall outlook. And even when you look at the past, sometimes with the continued strengthening of the U.S. dollar, we could see like credit events in some of the emerging markets. So this is not really a good news for EM or Asia. But having said that, I think it really depend on how aggressive the Fed is going to hike interest rate. A lot actually already pricing in. So, I mean, if especially for the August CPI data, which we see the trend of declining, we may see some slowdown in pace or smaller rate hike in the September meeting or even like November or December, I think we may see the peak of the dollar.
Let's talk about the yen, because that is another currency that is weakening amidst this dollar strength and interest rate differential. We did hear from an ex-official from the Bank of Japan saying that they should avoid raising interest rates for now. So with that in mind, and if we do continue to see this accommodative stance, how much further weakness do you see in the yen?
Yeah, I think as what you said, the interest rate differential actually drive the yen weaker. And especially for the BOJ, they don't have any plan to tighten anytime soon. And our expectation is they won't. I mean, they will just keep their like easing bias for this year, or even like next year until the next leadership comes up. I mean, around spring.
I got in a little bit of a tussle with a guest earlier this morning on the show because the guest was complaining about policy coming from both Europe and the United States. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, Russia's invasion of Ukraine was really at the root of the energy crisis in Europe, and whether or not he felt that policy, that American policy and European policy was the cause. And I suggested that it was more Vladimir Putin sending tanks into the Ukraine. Would you like to see the West get tougher on Russia here, or the reverse?
I think it is very difficult to predict because that's politics. But I think in the near term, especially for Europe, the UK, the energy crisis actually could drive the economy into recession, and we actually expect a recession in the winter. But the positive news is when you look at the energy storage in Europe, is actually filling up quite quickly, and for now it's like 80 to 90%, and this is good news, obviously. But the key is how cold will the winter be? It is much cooler than obviously need more energy, but it's not that cold, and then it's okay for Europe and UK. Yeah.
All right, Grace, thank you. Grace Tam, Chief Investment Advisor at BNP Paribas Wealth Management Hong Kong, with us from Hong Kong here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.